It's GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was known for his work towards civil rights and social justice for all, but he also cared about environmental justice. In fact, many of today's green advocates point to King as a leader in the movement. Well, like father, like daughter. Bernice King is following in her father's footsteps by sharing the message that being green is not just about protecting the environment, but the people who live in it. Often people who live in poor communities and people of color are exposed to dangers like unhealthy water and toxic emissions. While keynoting a recent Green Bill conference in Atlanta, she said as communities progress, they can't forget vulnerable populations.
We need to be very conscious that they are there. And that means going into those spaces, into those communities, and getting to know the members of the community and getting to know the conditions that they live in, and understanding from them, as opposed to dictating what should happen, but understanding from them the things that would give them hope, and working alongside of them to bring that hope in the form of bringing them into that green economy.
Much like affordable housing and energy burdens, helping communities in need also requires policy. But King says something else needs to change beyond legislation and government spending.
I think it's a combination. You know, in the nonviolence that we teach people, it's about heart change and legislative / policy change. My father used to say, we have the resources to eliminate poverty, but the question is, do we have the will? And so that's the big question. Yes, there are policies that need to be enacted, but at the end of the day, even those policies being enacted have a lot to do with people having the will and the desire to want to ensure that we have justice and equity in our nation.
2 years ago, Atlanta City Council approved legislation to move the city to 100% clean energy by 2035. And with the conference being hosted in Georgia's capital, King says Atlanta has a chance now to be a symbol for other cities.
Since there's that commitment to really being aggressive in ensuring there are net zero communities in these vulnerable populations, that people can see, because obviously most people need leadership before they step out. Most cities, you know, most nations need somebody, most corporations need some corporate leader to step out there. And so since the city has that commitment, I think by looking at those various communities and ensuring there's net zero, and then, you know, documenting that process and story of how it was done so that other cities can draw from its example.
And as for her father's legacy, King says he did things like protest against poor housing conditions in Chicago in 1966 and his strike in 1968 against unfavorable sanitation conditions in Memphis, Tennessee, have led the way to today's environmental justice movement. It's GPB.